The six kittens were found in May in a cardboard box on the side of the road on Prince of Wales Island. They were a little more than a week old at the time. A volunteer arranged for the litter to come to Ketchikan, and Heather Minch of the Ketchikan Humane Society took over round-the-clock care and feeding, with help from Henry, a young cat who also had been rescued by the animal welfare group. Henry cleaned the kittens and cuddled with them in their box, which kept them warm. Minch made sure they were fed properly and took them with her to where she works, Island to Island Veterinary Clinic. There she could keep an eye on them and have access to quick medical care. Unfortunately, Minch says all that effort just didn't equal what a mother cat can do.
They started failing one by one. They all developed severe diarrhea, and they just became weaker and weaker, and because they were so small, it carried them off.
Veterinarian Marna Hall also works with the Humane Society and says kitten and puppy fading syndrome is common within the first 12 to 20 weeks, especially when they're removed from their mother's care. She says it can happen overnight, with a seemingly healthy kitten succumbing and dying within hours.
And it can happen for many different reasons. Infectious disease, lack of proper nutrition, lack of having proper immunity.
That immunity is passed on through natural nursing. A mother cat produces colostrum in her milk, which is distributed the first few days after giving birth. And that's one component to fighting disease.
But also the mother produces antibodies that those babies are going to get while they're nursing, antibodies that help them fight disease, help fight any kind of infectious agents that they may come across. So basically helps them be healthy.
Hall says there's really no artificial substitute that compares, which is why she and Minch strongly encourage people faced with an unwanted litter to leave them with the mother at least until they're 6 to 8 weeks old. That gives the kittens a chance at life, and Minch says the mother cat is really the only one who's burdened.
Yeah, she does all the work. It's like, you know, what Henry was doing, licking them and cleaning them and letting them snuggle. I mean, that's the part it's hard for us to, it's hard for us to replace being mama cat.
Hall adds that Minch and clinic staff did everything they could to save the six kittens.
Medications to stop some of the diarrhea. Well, when those young little babies, those small little babies get diarrhea, they become dehydrated very, very quickly. And so then supplementing them with fluids and food and medications, and there's nothing we could have done.
Yeah. And it is, you do feel like if I had only, you know, you feel like you failed them. But in reality, you have to remember that all the cards were stacked against them.
Logically, she knows she's not to blame, but Minch says it is still devastating.
You know, we put so much time and energy and love into these animals, and then to have them fail, it's heartbreaking.
Henry handled the litter's disappearance well, and he now has a few new rescued kittens in the house. They're older, so he can play tag with them while they wait to be adopted. Between the Humane Society, the local animal shelter, and other rescue groups, there are plenty of kittens in Ketchikan that need homes.
Kittens all over. It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which brings us to please spay and neuter.
The Humane Society offers a low-cost spay and neuter program in hopes of reducing the volume of unwanted litters every year. The program has been offered for a few years. Minch believes that's at least partly why there are fewer kittens and puppies surrendered to the Ketchikan Gateway Borough-run shelter and to rescue groups. With fewer kittens and puppies, there are fewer unwanted animals overall.
The borough used to euthanize between 300 and 400 animals a year, and I believe last year they did 78.
She was close. According to a report from the Borough Animal Protection Department, 74 animals were euthanized in 2014. As of this May, the total was 33 for 2015. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.